180 degrees.
Good morning, Local 304, in particular, Columbus, Ohio. Hey, listen, what I want to do this morning on my podcast is give you some highlights from the Executive Board, Executive Council meeting. Now, many of you probably heard what I'm about to say already, because I'm sure your branch presidents shared that information with you when they returned back to the office. So many times, as leaders, we attend conferences, we attend meetings, and sometimes we never find the time to make sure we disseminate that information. So I'm going to assist in that process this morning. Now, again, let me start off by saying I think it was a very positive gathering. Again, it's always a beautiful thing when all your peers get together to discuss anything. So let's get started. One of the things that was relayed to the council was that union members who file grievances have a right to that paperwork, to, as we like to say, to the moving documents. In other words, and if you think about it, it's really not a bad thing, because if you're filing a grievance for a mail handler, then you should not have an issue with sharing that work with a mail handler. Again, we fight for the mail handler. But anyway, it was discussed and it was understood that if you have grievances, if you have an active grievance or even an inactive grievance, you can request copies of the, again, moving documents from your steward, and they should or must provide them to you. I say again, if for whatever reason you want copies of your grievance worksheet, the step one, step two, now minus statements. Yeah, there's an issue as to whether or not statements can be requested. So I'm going to leave that alone because I don't want to misrepresent any statements that were made. But if there are statements, witness statements, etc., I don't know if you're going to be able to request those documents at this time. But be aware that you can request what we refer to the moving paperwork, the moving documents, which would be your grievance worksheet, your step one, your step two grievance sheets. So you can request those from your union if you feel you want them. Maybe you want to follow along with the case. Maybe you want to check the progress of the case, but you have a right to request that information, and they should give it to you willingly and, in fact, very joyfully. Then we discussed mail handler membership, and it's noted that there's a lot of individuals that take advantage of union benefits and opportunities but don't want to become members of the union. Well, here's my membership drive. Listen, folks, good union, bad union, you have to belong. Because let me tell you something, nothing is bad always. And unions have done a magnificent job, a wonderful job in the past years that allow us to be where we are today. So because you are not in a local that is doing everything that they should be doing for you, I know this is going to sound crazy. This should be more of a reason for you to join, become active in your union, and then let your voice be heard. And again, just drifting off of the council meeting, but adding to it. Listen, if you want to increase your membership, then you have to do something that kind of excites your members, something that moves your members. And one of the things that you can do is, again, let it be known in your office the work that your union does. Again, most offices that have a strong union inside their branch probably don't have membership issues. You know, most offices that respond to their members, again, and when I say respond, we're not always going to win, but we're always going to fight. So my thing with when it comes to union membership, if our branches stewards get active and let it be known that Local 304, we got this, then you won't have to chase members down to belong. They'll look for us to join. So if we get active, we'll increase our membership. But shame on us if we want to just set to the side and get memberships just because we're the only party in town. But that's not correct. Let's want our members to want to be union members. Dayton, Ohio, the event you had posted on Facebook for what you did on Father's Day. See, events like that, that's what stirs up interest. That's what drives people to want to be a part of whatever association is doing that. And you know, union bowling teams. Again, these are the things that we have to do, again, that make new employees want to be a part of and thereby wanting to be a part of our local. Brother Ron Peacock had a very interesting point, and that is informing our MHAs, new MHAs, that they're entitled to dental and eye care once they're members. They're eligible for dental and eye care, some health benefits. But again, we introduce the mail handler health benefit plan to them. But again, these are the things that we should do. And I guarantee you, we won't have a problem with membership. Moving on. And pardon my manners for not advising you in the beginning of this podcast. We were eloquently graced with the presence of a former president, Mr. Richard Bell, again, and he offered words of encouragement, words of advice, and it was just an honor to actually meet him. We, in addition to the Honorable Mr. Bell, there was another gentleman there. This brother, I'm telling you, was off the charts, man. Very animated, extremely knowledgeable. Again, I believe if we had let him, he could have educated us for days and days and days. And at this time, I'm talking about none other than Brother Dallas Jones. Dallas Jones is a federal appeals advocate out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And let me tell you something, when I say stimulating conversation, this brother was just full, when I say full, I mean full of knowledge. He gave us a pamphlet, he gave all the presidents a pamphlet with some hot topics on it. And I'm telling you, that was pretty much the highlight of the meeting. It's always a beautiful thing when you get in the presence of knowledgeable individuals and you have the opportunity to share knowledge. Well, let me tell you, if I attempted to share with you all that Mr. Jones shared with us, I would be doing you a disservice. But I am certain some of the topics and the points that he made, if you are really interested, again, if you're really interested, you can contact your branch president, and I'm sure they would be more than happy to give you a copy. Or you can contact me, at Kenneth Hodge at National Postal Mail Handlers Union, NPMHU 304.com, and I'll send it to you. Very stimulating reading. And if you want to grow your knowledge as a union representative, you might want to have this. Now, that's a little snippet of our executive council, executive board meeting. I hope that I've wet your palate enough that, again, if you are genuinely interested, then contact your branch presidents. I'm sure all of them would be more than willing to discuss with you, if they have not already, what transpired at our meeting. Also, there was another outstanding presentation put on by the group called FEFA, F-E-F-A, Federal Employees Retirement. Hey, listen, I've been aware of this organization for about 3 years now, and I'm no retirement planner, but I will say that when it is time for me to retire, I will give Brother Andrew and his organization, FEFA, a call, because I can't think of anyone else that I'd rather put my trust in as far as giving me solid retirement information. That's my show for today. Now, that's a little snippet of our executive council, executive board meeting. I hope that I've wet your palate enough that, again, if you are genuinely interested, then contact your branch presidents. I'm sure all of them would be more than willing to discuss with you, if they have not already, what transpired at our meeting. Listen, this is Ken Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio, saying have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.